So we're trying a new format today.
Yeah, I'm excited. We'll see how this goes. It's called Not or Hot. No, hot or not.
Exactly.
I can't even get it right or anything. Hot or not.
How many cold medicines are you taking today, Carolyn?
I think I actually have layered like two different antihistamine, like 24-hour ones on each other.
Well, you're going to be a real blast when we go have drinks after this.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, you're going to be carrying me home.
Well, drinks will last from 5:30 to 6:30, and Carolyn will go to bed at 7 p.m.
like usual.
Okay, so this new format of hot or not.
We're going to take three topics, three trends.
That won't go away right now.
That won't go away in our social media feeds, and we're going to cover them. Good, bad, meh.
Should you do it?
Should you not? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hot or not. And this first one, y'all can probably all guess what this first one is, because I'm so sick of seeing this. In my feed. And
well,
just
I just
everywhere.
Think it's funny.
Well, yeah. The Ozempic challenge or the Ozempic diet.
Okay, so to be really clear, she did not say Ozempic. She said Ozempic. O-A-T.
Yes.
Ozempic.
Yes.
Okay. What is it, Carolyn?
Okay.
What is, if someone hasn't heard, what is Ozempic?
Well, it originated from TikTok. So it's got
That's
a lot
a great
of
place
science.
To get your diet
it's
advice.
It's got a lot of science behind it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, you combine half a cup of raw old-fashioned oats, a cup of water, a sprinkle of cinnamon, and a little bit of lime juice. I think the lime juice is a nice touch.
It's a really nice touch, yeah.
And I guess you shake it up.
You blend it.
Oh, you blend it.
Blend it.
Blend it. So you kind of have a thick, watery, porridgey drink, I would guess, and you drink it.
With a little bit of lime and some cinnamon.
Yes. And supposedly, according to one TikToker, you can lose 40 pounds in 2 months. Another, the Choro King, shared that he lost 10 pounds in over 21 days while following this challenge.
And then you eat normal the rest of the day.
I think so. But, okay. So y'all can probably already guess what we're going to say to this trend.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a little tiny bit of connection between oats and Ozempic, the drug.
Oh.
Yes.
Do tell.
So, you know, Ozempic, really, what's really key with Ozempic and or all your drugs, they use a semaglutide formula like Wegovy and I can't even think of the other one's names now, but all those, is they increase the production of the GLP-1 hormone in your gut.
Yes.
And that increases your satiety. So, you know, you get full faster, you stay feeling full and satisfied longer. Well, oats have a type of fiber that is associated with increasing the GLP-1 in your gut, the production of it slightly.
I can always rely on you, Carolyn.
I know. So,
I can always rely on you. Okay, but here's what I have to say about this. First of all, I've not tried it, but I'm pretty sure that this weekend I'm going to force myself to stomach some of this.
Are you really?
Oh, I mean, I really want to. And I want to video it because I'm sure it's going to be awful.
Like I think
the time
I'd be
that I videoed
the day.
You when you tried a boba tea.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like that.
Yeah.
I feel like it's going to be like one of those videos. All right, but here's the thing.
I think I'd just be, it would work on me if I were to do it because I'd be like nauseous and like have no appetite the rest of the day after forcing myself to drink that blended drink of oats.
In a way, I really think that it's just a new age colon cleanse.
Yeah, just the fiber.
Yeah.
The fiber and the water going
so
through you.
So you're losing weight because you're getting rid of waste.
You're full because you're putting fiber and water in your gut and
right.
That's going to expand and... Yeah,
yes.
And then it's going to come on out and
yeah,
eat, lower your cholesterol too.
That's true. You are definitely going to help your cholesterol.
Yeah.
Although
I did see some dietitian was quoted. She said, if you don't have enough liquids with Ozempic, O-A-T, Zempic, you run the risk of getting constipated.
That's true. If you up your fiber too much too fast and you don't increase the liquids that you drink, it can have the opposite effect that you might be aiming for.
Yeah, so we need lots of hydration with the Ozempic diet.
Okay, well, here's my takeaway. If you want to try it, by all means, let us know what you think. I don't believe the whole part about losing 10 pounds, 40 pounds, whatever. I mean.
No.
Okay. So.
Not hot.
And maybe check out Instagram this weekend and see if I actually make this and drink it on camera. No promises.
So I'm kind of ready for this trend to go away.
Yeah. This is a not. In the hot or not, this is a not.
This is a not.
All right. Next up.
What's next?
Cold plunging. I mean, I'm telling you, the Instagram ads that I am getting for cold plunges, they won't stop.
Well, and what's weird, I feel like there was a peak of interest in them sometime last year.
Yes.
And now there's been this huge resurgence this spring in cold plunging and like the ice baths.
Yeah.
And they're everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, I find it fascinating. I definitely would be willing to try cold plunging. I've done cryotherapy. I like cryotherapy. The idea of putting my entire body into an ice bath, though, is a lot harder mentally.
Yeah. I mean, you do it for like 3 minutes? I only know because now there's a girl in my town who has bought one of the big like bathtubs.
Oh, yeah.
And she posts every morning when she takes her athletic greens and does her cold plunging and all, you know, we see her whole routine every day. And I'm just like, I don't know, something seems even harder about doing cold plunging by doing it like right first thing in the morning when you get out of bed.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah. Okay, but the thing about the cold plunging. Is that the research says it works.
There's some really good benefits.
Really good benefits.
A lot of facets of health.
Yes. So it's great for like anti-inflammation. That's great for that. There's some decent research on like mental wellness benefits, you know, like lessening depression and anxiety symptoms, just improving your overall like happiness. Mm-hmm. So it works. And the research has been done in both like in the ice bath, like cold plunging, and also in cryotherapy.
Yeah.
They both work. So it's worth it.
If you like to do that kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. If you don't mind freezing.
Yes.
And it doesn't have to be very long, which is also really good. But cold plunging is also, you know, now some research studies will say like, oh, cold plunging is more affordable than cryotherapy. Well, not really. Not if you're going to be buying one of these systems, you know, like
filling it up with ice and water every morning.
Well, or buying one of the chillers, because now you can buy a chiller.
Yeah.
So then you're not – I mean, otherwise, can you imagine I'd be going to the gas station buying multiple bags of ice like weekly?
Yeah.
Which I'm not going to do. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so if you two are seeing these cold plunge baths
in
your Instagram feed like I am –
there's some science behind them.
There's some science behind them.
But can I just also say –
it's not hot. It's cold. But in this case
– it's a hot trend.
It's a hot trend.
Yeah. Now, if you don't – I don't like being cold at all. I'm not very nice when I'm cold. I'm not very nice when I'm cold or hungry. There's a lot of things that make me not very nice now that I think about it. But this is a form of kind of temperature shock therapy. And if you don't like being cold, you can get some similar benefits.
Yes.
Exactly the same, but very similar from doing infrared saunas.
Right.
Just a little plug for infrared saunas for people who don't like to get cold.
Yes. And we've talked about that on the podcast before.
Mm-hmm. We have an episode for you.
We do.
Yeah.
Okay. Third and final, hot or not.
Tongue scraping. I've been doing this a lot lately.
I can't believe it. Dr. B convinced you, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we interviewed a holistic dentist a while back, right about a year and a half ago now. We'll link the episode below in the show notes. But and he was the one that brought it up. You have a buildup of dead cells and bacteria, good and bad, that build up on your tongue. And tongue scraping is one thing that he recommended to improve your oral microbiome.
Yes.
Which is the collection of good and bad bacteria you have in your mouth, which directly affects your gut microbiome. microbiome. Right. I think we're going to see a lot more coming on the oral microbiome. But he suggested it, and you and I were so fired up after we interviewed him. We went straight to Whole Foods and got tongue scrapers.
We did.
And I used mine for a while. I have recently pulled mine back out.
Same. I did the same thing. It went weird. In a little hiatus in my drawer for a little while.
I don't know. Something is off with my bacteria. I don't know, my gut. I had to take an antibiotic, although it's been like 2 or 3 months now. But I feel like ever since then, my mouth just isn't the same. I still have like more coating on my tongue than I want.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I've been trying to do that to
help.
Yeah. And it does help when I do it regularly.
I mean, so here's the thing, is that if you've never done it, you should totally try it. It's very cool. It's gross.
Yeah.
Especially when you first start doing it. It's really, really gross. Yeah. But we asked, because, you know, when we interviewed Dr. B a while ago, we asked him, well, what about using your toothbrush, you know, versus using like a tongue scraper? Like, what's wrong with just using your toothbrush? And the way that he explained it, it's so true. Just doing it from, he said, it's like taking one of those like beater brush vacuums, you know, where the thing goes round and round, and using that on like a thick carpet versus buying one of those. Oh, those other things that I see on TikTok or on Instagram all the time. Those like, you know, like a scraper on a rug to like get all the stuff out of it versus using that. And
I think our tongue scraper we got was like $5.
Oh, yeah.
They're real cheap.
Yeah, they're really
but
very
you
affordable.
You start at the back and you just scrape it towards the front of your tongue.
Yeah.
And it's gross. Like, it's going to be, as he said, he described it as like a milky kind of white, grayish kind of substance. But the more you do it, the less of that gunk you'll see.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the major downfall is that he said your taste buds are going to improve, which means your sensitivity to not so yummy foods is going to be heightened. And he used the example of wine. He was like, oh, he was like, you won't be able to drink your cheap red wine anymore.
Oh yeah.
And you're like, oh man. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But definitely hot trend worth trying.
Yes. I think
very affordable.
The oral microbiome, we're going to be hearing a lot more about it, you know, because it's connected to the gut microbiome.
Which is connected to your brain health and inflammation and your mood.
And so I think this is something to pay attention to. There's not a ton of research on the benefits of tongue scraping or tongue brushing. But there were some, was in regard to bad breath. And it
I was going to say
that it does help with that. But yeah. It's helped me. You know how you just, I don't know, my oral microbiome's off. So it's helped me get it back on track.
Well, I do think it makes a big difference. And also it falls in the category, remember where we talked about once you like turn 40, how you have to like floss your teeth after every meal? Mm,
yeah.
You know, so just generally, there's a greater focus at this stage of life.
Yes.
On the oral health.
One downside, and I don't know if it's hormone fluctuations or what, because I noticed when I was pregnant, this would happen a lot. My gag reflex gets really bad. It got really bad both times I was pregnant.
Same.
And then it's certain, like just certain days, it's worse than others. And so I have, sometimes I've triggered the gag reflex.
Oh, yeah.
One time a little too much. yeah.
Sometimes there's a little TMI on the podcast.
Yeah. So, be
careful about
that. I can't go all day scraping the tongue or
yeah.
it's going to trigger it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So, just, you know, get a few solid swipes in.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But like you said, very affordable. We bought them at Whole Foods. I'm sure you can buy them other places. I mean, aside from online, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So.
I think it's something to watch.
For sure. Absolutely. And you know what? It's definitely better than oil pulling.
Yes.
Because that's really, talk about gag reflex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't know about oil pulling, we did an episode on it. It may need to be a hot or not topic in the next
show. Oh, for sure.
But you swish around oil in your mouth and hold it there for a while.
Speaking of doing trends and taking videos, you remember I did do a video of that. I don't think I ever posted
you did.
It.
Yeah, we need to see that.
Yeah, we can dig that one back out.
Okay, so hot or not? Ozempic, not.
Not.
Cold water plunging, hot.
Hot.
Tongue scraping,
hot.
Hot, probably.
Yeah.
Give it a try if you're interested.
Yes.
I say. Yeah.
All right, well, we hope you liked this new format.
This is a quick one. And we'll see how people like it.
You know, we always love feedback, so send us trends that you want us to dig into. And until then, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us for the Happy Eating Podcast. I'm Briarly Horton.
And I'm Carolyn Williams. If you liked this week's episode, then don't forget to rate and leave us a review on iTunes. And be sure to hit the subscribe button so you'll never miss a new episode.
We can't wait to have you back at our table next week for a brand new episode. Bye.
The contents discussed in the Happy Eating Podcast, such as advice, studies, text, graphics, images, and other material discussed or presented on the site or podcast, are for informational purposes only. Content is not intended to be a substitute for medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your mental health professional or other qualified health providers with any questions you may have regarding your condition. Never disregard professional advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on the Happy Eating Podcast.
If you are in crisis or think you may have an emergency, call your doctor or 911 immediately. If you're having suicidal thoughts, call 1-800-273-TALK, that's 8255, to talk to a skilled, trained counselor at the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. If you are located outside the United States, call your local emergency line immediately.